Marketa, hello.
Hi, Marty.
Good.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Am I finding you in Reykjavik? Where are you today?
Yes, I am in Reykjavik.
In Reykjavik, which is where you live. Which is pretty much where you live now with your husband, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, welcome, firstly. Secondly, congratulations on a beautiful piece of work, this brand new album.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so wonderful to hear.
It is just lovely. It really is. The sort of inspiration that I've never been to Iceland, so I've no idea what it... But my son was there and he said it's astonishingly gorgeous. Talk to me about where you live and what it's like where you are.
Well, we are close. We're not in the city centre, but we're sort of, you know, 5-minute drive, but we're still in a pretty quiet place because it's a peninsula and we're sort of at the far end of a little... sort of a piece of land that runs into the sea. So it's very calm around here and I can see the ocean from our windows.
Gorgeous.
And my piano is sort of situated right beside this huge arch window.
Yeah.
So that's where I write all my songs. And I really feel like that is inspiring to me because, you know, one fourth of the window is a roof of the next house and the rest is just the ocean and mountains and sky. So there's something about that sort of expansion for me.
Yeah.
And feeling, you know, seeing the branches sort of wave in the wind and feeling sort of always surrounded somehow with nature and the elements, it just allows for this calm and space for things to be sort of born in.
Well, anyone I know who's been to Reykjavik has said it is one of the most beautiful places on earth. So we'll have to investigate. Listen, talk to me about the album because there's a number of tracks I want to play, and particularly a track called "My Roots Go Deep," which is a beautiful song. Can you tell us a bit about that one?
Yes. Well, "My Roots Go Deep" was kind of born out of the experience of being in a long-term relationship. You know, we've been together, me and my husband, for 10 years now. I've been living in this country and having children, so it's been quite a journey for me in the sense that you know, we have this thing as people to kind of seek new highs, you know, and new top of the mountains to climb, and that's kind of even falling in love. It's kind of a high that we sort of seek, you know, this kind of honeymoon period, you know, all the beauty of that and the joy.
Yeah.
For me, I have found that when you're in a situation where you kind of have to practice stillness more and you have to go deeper rather than, you know, allow yourself to kind of be shooting up high all the time, it, you know, ironically, it actually allows you to go higher because the deeper your roots grow, the more stability you have, you know, the more you can sort of, the higher you can reach. And that's kind of been a surprising experience for me and one that worth like putting into a song, I guess, you know, so feeling like a relationship that changes and kind of grows deeper and grows with you all the time.
Yeah, and there's a great sense of belonging, but there's also a great sense of serenity that comes with that, isn't there? When it's just, you're just comfortable in your own skin, really.
Yeah, yes. And that's a really good feeling. You know, I've had to practice that a lot with your children. You know, when you have children, they really make you because all of your stuff comes to the surface. You know, all the stuff that you haven't worked on, all your sort of, you know, things from childhood, past relationship, it all rises to the surface and you're sort of forced to deal with it. And clearing that all up, you know, it does allow you sort of, you can't run away from things necessarily, so you have to sit with them.
That's
and
true.
I have found that it brings you sort of deeper into your heart where you find more capacity to just, you can always love more than you could yesterday, you know?
That's for sure. That's a lovely phrase. You can love more than you did yesterday. That's a gorgeous phrase. My roots go deep. This is it. And I'm chatting with Marketa Irglova in Reykjavik.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful song. You mentioned your children. How many children do you have, Margarita?
Well, I have three that I've given birth to, and then I have one stepchild that I've sort of gained as a bonus.
Lovely, yes, right. It's like you had two and you get a free one, a kind of extra, yeah. Which is quite fun. But I know that you, haven't you got your children are on the album? Some of your children feature on the album.
That's true, they're all there. I got them to sing on Know Yourself, which is the end track. Yeah. I really wanted it to be like a crowd singing. So my sister was there as well, my husband. So we all got them into the ISO booth and they sang beautifully.
And did you give them a contract? Are you going to pay them any money?
I'm paying them in experience.
That's a very old record company line. Yeah, the next album will be a different kettle for you. Oh, yeah, go away with that. But that must be nice, actually, to have the family on the album too. That must be a nice feeling.
It is. It really is. Yeah. And actually, my stepdaughter was on the last record, Caritas. She was singing on Seasons Change when she was the same age my daughter is right now.
Oh, that's cool.
So it is. It really is lovely. And I think my children, they are going to be musical somehow when they grow up. My daughter's already learning how to play violin and she's writing her own songs. And she even gets us to record them in our studio, like to put our work aside and record one of her songs. So
that's cool as well. Yeah. And it's your own studio. Therefore, you have time and she has time to do whatever she has to do in that situation. So it's easier, you know. It's not pressurized, is what I mean.
Yeah, it's a big playground, is what it is. Well, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Girl from a Movie, I have to ask you about. I can't not ask you about. Because, you know, when we think back to Falling Slowly, yourself and Glenn Hansard and the movie Once, we went to see the show in New York. Like, it was a phenomenal success. And is there an Oscar on your mantelpiece? Do you display your Oscar?
Yes, it is. It is in the studio, in the live room. I can see it right now. I'm looking at it.
Lovely.
And it's fantastic to have it here.
It's amazing. Really is. Yeah, it's an amazing achievement, you know. And you know, people sometimes look back on things that they have achieved and kind of think, well, that was whatever. It was a very big achievement to have that happen to you, or for the show to be as big as it was and the song to be as big as it was. But talk to us about Girl from a Movie. Very interesting lyrics. Do you want to share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, well, the song is about expectations, you know, both how we project things onto others and we have things projected onto us. And it's a kind of an interesting and often annoying process of never really seeing one another for who we are, you know. And not that, you know, I am, you know, that it's a fact that I am the girl from the movie, and I've never had a problem with that for one second, because the film and the music has represented nothing but good things for me. And it brought me where I am in my life, and I owe the film everything, and Glenn, and I'm hugely grateful for it. So the line, you know, "Girl from a Movie," like I'm sort of saying that sometimes I have felt as if, you know, I've wondered, like, is that all I am to some people? You
yes,
know, the girl
yeah,
from a movie,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Because I feel there's more to me, you know, as we all do. We all feel like there's more to us than what people perceive. So it's about that. It's about trying to sort of be careful with you know, having expectations that actually limit us from being able to perceive how, you know, the whole sort of who a person is.
But you see, people will always make up their own mind, or they'll get a sense of what somebody is from, particularly from a film. And it's not always accurate at all. But you are right. It is. It was a beacon, and you kind of press a button and go, hey, look what I got. And look at that moment in time and move on from it, but always be proud of the work and proud of what you achieved. So it's very important. But as you say, it can sometimes be a false impression that can come. It's a great song. We want to play that as well, Girl from a Movie. This is Margarita Erglova from the album. Is the album, by the way, is it pronounced, can you tell me the title? Is it Lila or Lila? Lila.
Yes, Lila.
Lila.
Perfect.
Lila. Okay, this is Girl from a Movie.
Here I am. Thank you.
I'm chatting with Marketa Erglova this morning. Tell me, who is Leela? Tell me who Leela is.
Well, Leela, it can be a female yes. name.
Right.
It is also the color purple in many languages in the world. Excuse me. But originally, I heard it in the context of an... Leela, it's in Spanish, for example.
Yeah.
But I heard it in the context of an Indian word, interestingly enough.
Oh.
In a context where Leela also... They use it in India for a time of play. You know, they believe that the world is a huge stage and that we're all just playing different parts and that it's not all that serious as we believe it to be. So Leela is kind of representing the game that life is. And also sometimes the interference of a god in a playful fashion into our sort of daily existence, orchestrating moments of serendipity and synchronicity where something completely unexpected and unplanned happens in a beautiful way.
Right, it's beautifully put. My God, you've thought very deeply about this, which is kind of interesting because you know sometimes people bring out albums and they just call it, oh, I don't know, but I better not say anything because it probably will be the title of something. but you've definitely thought about it. But it's a trilogy of albums, really, isn't it? Is that the plan?
That's the plan. I kind of realized that with the first record that. It was part one of three, and it feels really nice to have the trilogy completed, to be honest with you. It sort of frees up my hands.
Yes.
Because I was trying to, you know, be consistent with the following two records to the first one, to be sort of have a similar artwork and a similar sort of have the title be one word or four letters. And now I'm already planning the next record because I had so many songs saved up, you know, in the 8 years between the two records. I had written so many songs that in the studio session we had actually recorded 18 and we used 9 of them for this record. And I'm making another record with the other 9 songs. So I am hoping to release that in a year from now or so.
And of course, is your husband, it's Sterla. Is that his name, Sterla?
That's right, yeah. I call him Mio because he has 2 names, but everybody calls him Mio.
All right, okay. Right. Well, Sterla Mio. Mio. It sounds like an Italian opera song. Oh, Sterla Mio. Is he, he's a producer, of course. So
yes.
the two of you together, obviously, is fantastic because you're able to combine your talents. And who has the final say, though? Is it him or Marketa? I take it it's you.
Well, he always allows me to have the final word because
he's wise.
Feels like, well, he's just very, he's also very humble, you know, so he feels like he's there to serve, you know, the music, he's there to serve the music the way that I am, you know, but he also feels like, as a producer, he always tries to honor the people who wrote the music.
Well, that's very good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that because I think that's important. That it's your art, and he is facilitating and helping and being a part of it. But it's your art. It's in your head and your heart is where it comes from.
But the thing is, it's also his art because he's able to do things with a sort of raw.
Yes.
Raw material that I throw at him, he's able to polish it and make it even more beautiful than I could ever, you know. So and oftentimes he has an opinion that is different to mine, you know, and in that case it's whoever cares more wins.
Okay, that's a fair deal. That's a fair deal. Listen, Marketa, I'm going to finish on the season. Is that all right? Because it's really nice.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Just before we let it go, can you tell me a little bit about the season, just to finish up today?
Yes, the season was inspired by the Bridgerton series on Netflix.
Yeah.
I've always loved period drama, and that one I liked, you know, very much in what I've seen recently because I like the combination of a kind of a times that already passed with, you know, with songs that are written today, you know, arranged with and this beautiful sort of string parts. And there was something about the time, like, of, you know, the art of conversation and dance and just sort of promenading that I find so interesting now to sort of get into, because I think, you know, love, as much as it was suppressed and restrained at the time, it was also, there was also something beautiful about it, the way it developed when it did. So So I was sort of inspired by the idea of experiencing love in that time from a perspective of a young girl who has kind of been invisible to the society until she reaches an age where she's kind of prepared to be matched. You know,
it's
such a foreign idea to us today. But yeah, there you go.
That's a lovely idea. No, it's a cool idea. It really is. The Season is the name of the song. Before I let you go, quick question. The Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes.
Did you take part in the Icelandic final?
I did.
That's true. I didn't know if that was a true story. It is true.
Yeah, it is true. It is.
Yeah. Well, Iceland keeps sending really nice songs, really good songs to the Eurovision. Might you contemplate it for 2023?
I won't be doing that again, was a very, very, very interesting experience. But no, I don't think that's in the cards for me in the next.
Oh, it's a pity because I have a feeling. That lovely band that they sent last time, they're really good. But I think it could be another string to your bow. But fair enough if you don't want to go down that road. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. It's really enjoyable, and the album is a beautiful thing. And hopefully we get to see you on the 13th of November.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Marty. I really appreciate your time.
Great pleasure, Marketa. Stay well, and my best to you and your lovely family in Reykjavik, and we'll meet again, I hope. God bless you. Bye-bye Thank for you. Now. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Marketa Irglova, and it's her brand new album. It's called Lila, just released, and this is The Season.